and towels that were made out of flour sacks.
Oh, dish towels or tea towels?
Probably both. I've heard tea towels and dish towels both. But I think they were probably called tea towels.
You mentioned flour sacks. When you bought sugar, did you buy it in 100 pounds?
Always.
Did that come with one cover or two?
It had a burlap bag with a small with the cotton sack inside.
Huh. And where did you get your groceries at? What was the store?
We generally had an egg case one to put them back in. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, did you just put the separate items in the egg case?
I imagine a lot of the items, your beans and stuff like that, were in separate sacks.
Did you? Really,
oh, it was always paper. Now, you talked about sugar. I'd say always, not always either. There was a bag of sugar you could buy for a dollar, put up in a paper sack. I know that they also bought that pretty often like that. But most of the time, I remember that there was a sack of sugar upstairs. And it was in a 100-pound bag.
I talked to a lady up in Buffalo. We used to trade in Kansas. She didn't live in Buffalo when she grew up. She lived on a ranch northwest of there. And they'd always go up to Kansas to trade. And they'd get some kerosene and some sugar on one trip. They put them too close together.
Yeah.
And kerosene came through fine, of course.
The kerosene, I know we bought it, but I think that most of our kerosene was bought in
bigger containers. Now, I remember seeing a lot of these kerosene cans with that potato on that spout. I've seen a lot of them. But I don't ever remember of us buying too much kerosene in these small gallon cans.
Was that called coal oil?
It was called coal oil. It wasn't kerosene.
It's become kerosene now.
Yeah. It was always coal oil light. It wasn't kerosene light. We used it for coal oil light.
Did you buy much vinegar?
I think we bought all our vinegar. We never made any.
And jugs? Or?
They had it in the barrel at town, and we got it in a jug or whatever container. It was never less than a gallon, I'm sure, because...
Do you ever have a barrel that you could take apart and take those steel things from the outside and roll them?
We had a lot of barrels that fell apart, and we had them like that. But, most generally, the things that we rolled were these little hoops that had been around a wagon wheel.
Oh!
And then we made this little, a lad with a cross piece across the middle.
Yeah.
Shook that down the road just as fast as you go.
All the exercise kids used to get, of course they still do, and that's something else. But were those the steel things from the outside of the wagon wheel?
On the hub of the wagon wheel, they have these little steel bands that held that on there.
Uh-huh.
And it was always that there was an old wagon in different shades of disrepair around.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we
checked. What did you call a steel outside, those around the outside of the wheel?
That rim?
Yeah.
Wagon tire, I believe we called it a tire.
How about the wooden part inside of that?
I don't remember having any particular name for it.
What did you do with your wagon wheels when they started to squeak?
I don't remember whether they started to squeak or not, but in the summertime it was common practice to take 15 and drive them out through the fog real slow so that it soaked up. I know that.